So in a perfect world, how does it happen? How do you do it?
Well, if I say that, you know, like that's where the wall happens. That's where you hit a wall, my friend. But let me just put it to you like this. There's a lot of ways that I can catch Pete Dunne. There's a lot of ways that he can catch me. Listen, I'm not a fool. I'm not overconfident coming into this match. I'm not saying that there's no way that he's going to win. That would be foolish. But what I'm saying is, if Pete comes in, and this is the advantage of a guy from the WWE or that type of setting, coming to face someone like me who's in the independent scene and doesn't have that luxury of being in the WWE, he might come into this and think that this is not the biggest deal for him. He might think this is a Friday and this is a, you know, just this is a good payday and I can beat up a guy and people will like me and sign my autographs, and it's not what this is going to be. And that understanding is going to be felt when we step into the ring, the moment we lock up or what have you. He's going to understand. He will know the name of Darius Carter. That is a guarantee. That is a guarantee. Other things, do I beat him? Who knows? But the point is he will know the name of wrestling's richest prize, Mr. Darius Carter. And I will do whatever it takes. If I have to shove my thumb in his ear, if I have to pull off his boot and beat him with it, if I have to headbutt him, if I have to headbutt him in the eye socket, whatever I need to do, I will do it. And I am not afraid. A lot of people are afraid to take that step. I am not afraid. This match, I have nothing to lose. I have zero to lose and everything to gain. And that is when I am at peak capacity. When I have everything to lose or when I have nothing to lose. Those are the two extremes where you get the most dangerous and proficient Darius Carter.